Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and I'm going to be talking about the planets this week. And so the astro headline of the week is warrior planet Mars moving into gentle Taurus. So Mars will be in Taurus until March 30th. Yay. It's been in Aries since December 31st. And Mars actually likes being in Aries more than it likes being in Taurus. But there have been some complications while Mars has been in Aries. So actually, they haven't finished yet. We have one coming tomorrow. I was thinking it was further out, but I just looked at my calendar. Yes, it's tomorrow. And then that will be the final doozy that Mars will be making while it's in Aries. So this week we've got Mars. It's going to move into Taurus, but just before it does that, it hooks up with Uranus. That's a very volatile, unexpected energy, which I will talk about in more detail throughout the show. And then also this week, communication planet Mercury moved into dreamy Pisces. Now, this is an extra long Mercury cycle because it will turn retrograde in Pisces on March 5th all the way through March 28th. So Mercury is a planet that's connected to our thought processes, our logic, understanding, and, of course, communication. So it isn't a good fit when it comes together with Pisces because Pisces is more about emotions and feelings. So there is definitely a disjointed energy when Mercury is in Pisces, and especially when it will turn retrograde on March 5th. And yes, you could call this the shadow period of Mercury retrograde. I have more and more people asking me about the shadow period. So yes, now we're in the shadow period of the Mercury retrograde in Pisces, a sign that I would have to say Mercury likes the least. So Mercury turns retrograde about three times a year for about 3 weeks each time. And so this Mercury retrograde period is always about miscommunication, confusion, and misunderstanding. So the best way to counterbalance the energy of a Mercury retrograde is to be more creative, especially this one within Pisces, to be more creative and use the right side of your brain. So anything performing arts, using your intuition more, music, anything that's connected to the sign of Pisces is good. Care and compassion for yourself and others is also a good way to dissipate potentially fraught situations at Mercury in Pisces. So back to Mars in Taurus. which many people have been waiting for, Mars in Taurus. So that is going to happen February 14th, which is a nice date, Valentine's Day. Passionate planet Mars will move into cuddly Taurus. So February 14th through March 30th. So when Mars is in Taurus, what we can expect is more of a slower pace than what we've had since the beginning of the year. So slow and steady might be the motto. But like the tortoise who outraced the hare, the amount of work you have the potential to accomplish could amaze everybody. And so you might find that getting up in the morning, you may not be the fastest starter, but you will respond very well when Mars is in Taurus to routine. And once you get going, you might find yourself methodically plowing through a task, project, or to-do list. So this is the energy of Mars in Taurus. We're very physically strong. If you think of the symbol of Taurus, it's the bull, very strong. Mars is a physical energy. It's very passionate. It's about what motivates us. So physically, we might be feeling a lot stronger and sturdier than usual. Even though we'll be moving at a plodding pace, it's like, you know, we're building up steam. So when Mars is in Taurus, the best use of this energy is to take your exercise outdoors. So it'll be very good for you because Taurus is a very, it's an earth sign, but it's about nature and the environment and the earth. But on the flip side of that, you know, when Mars is in Taurus, we might find that it's easier to sit at home and be lazy rather than get up and move around and get outdoors to feed your soul as well as to honour your body. So gardening is a great activity when Mars is in Taurus. You know, put your hands in the dirt, feel the soil. And it's a very, Mars in Taurus is a very sensual energy. And it's a time to engage our senses. So it's like exploring life through touch and smell and feeling physically affectionate. So to the ones that we feel close to. That's why I said in cuddly Taurus. So it's a very romantic energy as well, Mars in Taurus. And so, you know, Venus is the ruling planet of Taurus. Venus is the planet of love and romance. So it's a very nice time when Mars is in Taurus, even though I said it wasn't such a great fit because Mars is more of a masculine warrior energy and it likes Aries and Scorpio the best. So when it's together with Taurus, Taurus is a much more gentle energy. It's not as conflicting as Mercury in Pisces is what we also have this week, but it's an energy that can be a little bit difficult sometimes. Now, just a little bit about Mars. Mars is one of our closest neighbours. It shows up red in the heavens, and of course, red is the colour of passion, and that's just what Mars rules. So Mars rules our sex drive, our propensity for irritation, our urge to compete and succeed, all fall within the realm of Mars. Mars also affects our attitude toward everything from team sports to dating to how you argue with a friend to how you go after a promotion at work. It's about your willpower, whether you can motivate yourself to what needs to be done or whether you need an extra push from the outside. So ambitions are a big part of Mars's influence in our life, but it does affect us on a day-to-day basis and how we put our energy to use, because Mars is the planet of energy. It's our own energy and what drives us. You know, people have different types of energy. They like to conserve their energy. They're totally motivated, up and running to the next thing, that's personal or professional life, whatever it may be. And leadership is also within the realm of Mars. You know, like, do you like to take charge or do you prefer following someone else's lead? It'll depend what sign Mars was in at the time you were born. And if you don't know where your planets are, your natal planets, get a free chart wheel on theastrologer.com/chartwheel. Where you can get free chart wheel, and each week on the show you can follow along and see how the weekly planetary energies are affecting you beyond your sun sign. So this week we've got Mercury, planet of the mind, moving into sweet and gentle Pisces, and we've also have warrior planet Mars moving into Taurus. Now Mars in Taurus, the energy is going to be interesting. There's going to be a slower pace, especially with all this Piscean energy around us as well. And Mars in Taurus. So Taurus is symbolized by the bull. So, you know, Taurus is a fixed sign. So, you know, the next few weeks we need to be careful about not digging our heels in because Mars in Taurus can be very stubborn. And it is very much about... being a bit of a stick in the mud, I guess it's one way to say it. But on the flip side, it's about stability. So, you know, we've got stability. You know, Mars in Taurus, as I said, Venus is the ruler of Taurus. So Venus and Mars sort of coming together. Could be a time, really good time for relationships and being close to the people that you care about in a very tactile sort of way. So Venus lends Taurus a healthy dose of sensuality. And so you put that together with Mars, the planet of passion. And so then we've got this pleasure-loving streak a mile wide all the way through the end of March. And then Mars will be moving into Gemini, which is a much, much different energy. So this is a very, Mars in Taurus is actually a very charming energy as well. You know, we're charming. We're looking at all the sensual pleasures of life. Again, it could be a little bit lazy for some of us from time to time. So it's like, you know, why work hard when we can lie around eating on the couch, eating bonbons and so on and so on. Because Taurus is ruled by Venus. Venus rules sugar. So we need to be very careful about our sugar intake during this time period as well. Also, when Venus is in Taurus, because Venus is the ruler of sugar in Taurus. It's one of its favorite signs. But Mars in Taurus is about just physical. So it's about, you know, not being lazy versus just getting on with it and sort of moving ahead. I'm thinking of like a steam train. You know, it sort of takes time to build up momentum, and once it gets going, it's very hard to stop. So the energy of Taurus, Mars in Taurus, it's a time when many of us might be sort of focused on our resources and finances. Taurus is one of the signs of money. So some of us might find that we want to buy something or we want to spend money at this time, but be very careful because of that Mercury retrograde period that's going to happen March 5th, but we're currently in the shadow of the Mercury retrograde, so just be aware of that. But Mars in Taurus, it's like, you know, we want to treat ourselves really well. Maybe a new outfit or a luxurious dinner at a fancy restaurant. But, you know, Mars in Taurus, we will know when it's time to pull back and not keep on spending. Although that said, you know, with this Piscean energy that's going on around us, it might be a little bit difficult for some. So just be aware of that while Mars is in Taurus, all the way through March 30th. Now, the aspect that Mars will make while it's in Taurus, on February 27th, the Sun will form a sextile, very nice sextile to Mars. So around this time, the end of the month, very end of February, it's a great energy for getting stuff done because the energy is very steadfast, it's directed, and it's excellent for accomplishing a lot. So that's Sun sextile Mars. The Sun in Pisces forming a sextile to Mars in Taurus. We get stuff done. We're crossing things off our to-do list. We are steady and consistent. And so it's like this is good for applying to our professional life. You know, we're very accomplishment-oriented and we're not going to be squandering our energy. So this is all about action at the end of February when the Sun comes together with Mars. So we've got, many of us will have increased ambitions and confidence. There could be some competitive energy around as well. Teamwork is okay. Independent work is probably a lot more productive at the end of February. And then the next aspect that Mars will make while it's in Taurus will be another sextile, but this time to Neptune. So this is an interesting energy, because Mars is about action, whereas Neptune's very nebulous. So there's sort of like a little bit of a conflict here, but Mars and Neptune will come together really well with this sextile, which brings opportunity. So some of us might be feeling a little bit strange or disconnected without really understanding why. We're passive and responsive rather than assertive, even though we might want to be assertive. So, you know, this transit doesn't enhance physical energy or initiative, but it redirects our attention to like a softer, more intuitive and dreamy existence. Now, this is in March. So this is around March 10th. And it goes really well with the energies of that Mercury retrograde at that time, and then the other Pisces influences. So, you know, Mars in Taurus is a much softer energy than what we've had the past few weeks with Mars in Aries. But, you know, in March, when Mars comes together with Neptune, Sun in Pisces, Mercury retrograde in Pisces, you know, we're sensitive, and we're sensitive to unspoken language. And many of us will have an increased sense of compassion. So it's like we'll be there at the right time to offer help to someone who really needs it. So any sort of charity or act of service, donating our time and energy, will be extremely effective ways to use this energy of Mars sextiling Neptune. Another thing as well is water sports, because Mars is action and physical energy, Neptune's ruler of water and the oceans. So go swimming, or even take a walk around the lake or the beach or wherever you happen to be. So it's like, think creatively. So any sort of creative endeavours are really good at this time. Mars in Taurus, Neptune in Pisces, forming a sextile on March 10th. Oh, it's going to be really important as well to get lots of sleep. Sleep will really be a biggie, not just with Mars in Taurus, but these Piscean energies. It's very important that we get plenty of rest. We pay attention to our dreams over the next couple of months. Listen to our instincts, although be very careful with the Mercury retrograde. It does confuse things. March 14th, we're going to have Mars forming a trine to Saturn. So this is really good. This sort of like we've been dreamy, you know, now for the next, you know, this week through the next few weeks, and then mid-March we've got this Mars forming a trine to Saturn. So we're sort of coming out of our dreamy, hazy state mid-March, where we're sort of going into now this week for a few weeks. So on that note, I will take a short break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And the headline of the week, or the headlines of the week, we've got Passion Planet Mars moving into Taurus, where it will be until March 30th. And then we have Communication Planet Mercury moved into Pisces. And this is an extra long cycle of Mercury in Pisces, where it will be until April 16th. And that is because it is part of this retrograde cycle, the first Mercury retrograde of 2019. So it might be a tougher one than usual because it's in Pisces. Mercury does not like being coupled up with Pisces. Pisces is about emotion and Mercury's logic in the mind. And Mercury will be turning retrograde at the very last degree of Pisces, the 29th or the 30th degree of Pisces. And so this makes it even more difficult, let's just say, when it turns retrograde at that very last degree, because it's sort of like, you know, Mercury's waiting to move into Aries, you know, brand new start of the cycle of the zodiac. It's just about to get there. It gets to the very last degree of the zodiac. And then it starts moving backwards again. So Mercury is all about redoing. Mercury retrograde is all about redoing something. But at that very last degree of the zodiac, it's like there's a giant redo that many of us are going to have to go through. And that's especially if you are a mutable sign or have any planets in the mutable signs. And that's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. If you're born at the very last of any of those signs, this Mercury retrograde, pay attention to, you know, the dates of this Mercury retrograde. It's going to be a doozy, as I said before. So just before the break, I was talking about Mars, warrior planet Mars. Mars is a planet of passion. And the aspects and the influences it will make while it's in Taurus. So Mars moved into Taurus on Thursday and just in time for Valentine's Day. Mars in Taurus is a very sensual sort of energy. It's very romantic. And so when it comes together with Saturn forming a really nice trine, and that's March 14th, this is about sort of like they're going to be dreamy for the next few weeks with the energy of Pisces, the Mars and Taurus, and we're starting to sort of come out of that mid-March, and we're thinking like from a more professional point of view, so focus and hard work and concentration will be highlighted mid-March on, you know, maybe fulfilling responsibilities ahead of schedule when Mars trines Saturn, March when Mars trines Saturn on March 14th. So, you know, we're going to be realistic, have really good expectations. So it's sort of like this is a really good, this is good to know for planning. So at the moment, you know, dreamy the next few weeks, going to be sort of dreamy. It's going to be hard to sort of pinpoint, get stuff done. But really, mid-March on, things really change with this energy of Mars trine Saturn. You know, it's very organized, practical, constructive, realistic energy. So Mars trine Saturn, that's March 14th. And then March 17th, we've got Mercury sextile Mars, which is also great for applying in any area of life, but also very much professionally, because, you know, Mercury sextiling Mars is very much about an excellent time for communication and any sort of mental work. Of course, Mercury will be retrograde at that time, so it might be a redo of something, but it's not all doom and gloom, especially when it's hooking into other planets in a positive way. But Mercury retrograde, yes, it can be tough, and this one might be tougher than usual, but there is aspects that will be propping up this Mercury retrograde, and this is one of them. And then on March 21st, speaking of Mars and Mars in Taurus, March 21st, our planet Venus will be forming a square to Mars in Taurus. And that's Venus. Venus will be in March. Venus will be in Aquarius, which is quite an aloof energy. Venus is the planet of love and friendships and romance and socializing. When it comes together with Aquarius, it's a bit cool, and then a square to Mars in Taurus, which is a very, it's a tough energy when it comes to relationships. So it's like, you know, our physical desires and urges will be strong, almost irresistible when Venus squares Mars in Taurus. But it's like we tend to do what we want and not think about the consequences is probably the lesson of Venus forming a square to Mars March 21st. So just be aware of that. And then, you know, as I said, March 30th, we've got Mars moving into Gemini. So that changes everything in a lot of ways because, you know, Mars in Taurus is very tactile, whereas Mars in Gemini is very intellectual and cerebral. So, you know, like March 30th through May 15th is when Mars will be in Gemini. So just, you know, just on a side note about that, there's going to be a lot of nervous energy. So as I said, very cerebral, very intellectual. We might have a hard time sitting still where Mars moving into Taurus, where it will be through March 30th, the problem is sitting still. So then when it moves into Gemini, it's, you know, we can't sit still. So it's sort of like a backing and forthing. And as always with Mars, because it's the planet of physicality or physical, being physical, regular exercise is very important, or just getting out there. Now, Mars in Taurus, which is happening on Thursday for the next 6 weeks, get out into nature. And maybe the weather does not permit that. I understand that. So in some ways, it's like find some physical outlet because that will be the energy of Mars. Now, when Mars was in Aries, that was December 31st and all the way through this Thursday, February 14th. It was very different energy because Mars likes being coupled up with Aries. It's very much on the go, you know, like on the go, on the move, getting stuff done, head first into something without much thought about the consequences. And that's been going on since late January all the way now through this week because Mars has been forming some really tough angles to Saturn, Pluto and Uranus. So I've been hearing it from the cardinal signs more so, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, sort of impatience will get the better of you with these tough aspects that Mars in Aries has been making. So Mars, you know, on January 21st, Mars in Aries, you know, all systems go when we, you know, moved into 2019, there was a lot of, you know, long-term planning and thinking. Mars was helping us get stuff done, you know, whizzing through things. But then we sort of came to a roadblock on January 21st, and that's when Mars made its first tough angle to one of the heavy-hitting planets, and that's Saturn. So on January 21st, we had Mars forming a tough square to Saturn. So that's when the frustration sort of came in. So, you know, 2019 rolled around, everyone was like ready to go, new year, new beginning, and then there might have been some roadblocks. You know, as I said, particularly for those that have cardinal planets, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn. So, you know, with Mars forming, when Mars formed that tough square to Saturn on January 21st, it's like, you know, there was a repressed or blocked, inhibited type of energy. So we're sort of still in the throes of that because, as I said, Mars, you know, it was all systems go. And then January 21st all the way through February 13th, which is this week, Mars has been not playing nice with the heavy weights of the solar system that we have, and that's Saturn, Pluto and Uranus. So right now we're looking at Mars conjunct Uranus. So we're coming to the end of this sort of tough Mars cycle that we've been in for the past few weeks. So the first was Mars square Saturn, January 21st. You know, it's about frustration, or we're feeling impatient, having to follow the rules or listen to some sort of authority telling us what to do. Many of us might have been feeling some sort of like anger or aggression or rage, even cynicism, that sort of thing, when Mars comes together with Saturn in a tough influence. Authority issues are really a big one with this one, coming up against authority and that type of thing. And then February 1st, part of this tough few week cycle we've been in with Mars, February 1st, Mars was forming a very challenging square to Pluto. So another challenging square, but this time to Pluto. So January 21st, it was Mars square Saturn. February 1st, Mars square Pluto. Now, this one is a really heavy hitting, probably one of the most intense aspects that we can have. But there is also a lot of, with Mars squaring Pluto, February 1st, we're still in the throes of it because, you know, we're in this cycle of Mars forming three very, very hard angles to Saturn, planet of karma and authority and rules and restriction. Then the square to Pluto, February 1st. Pluto, again, is not just like rules and restriction. It's more things that can't be seen. It's sort of like the power that pulls the strings. So Mars, when it formed the square to Pluto, is also unconscious, you know, rage issues coming to the surface. And it's like, you know, hurt feelings quickly give way to rage. It really brings out the ugly side of Mars in this hard square to Pluto. So, you know, things that have been concealed come to the surface. And, you know, it's definitely about aggression and unconscious ego drives and manipulation and covert actions and control and power grabs and, you know, why use a sledgehammer when a screwdriver will do, you know, that sort of thing. And, you know, many of us these past few weeks and through the end of this week, but luckily we're coming to the end of this, you know, we're willing to sort of fight to the death over what exactly. So just sort of pay attention to what you're digging your heels in into or what you're fighting for. Strange urges, anger and passion, easily confused, authority issues. It's sort of like, don't mess with the powers that be right now, probably are the words of warning. And then finally, the final aspect to this Mars cycle, the tough few weeks we've had, it's happening February 12th tomorrow, and that's Mars conjuncting Uranus. Now, this one, there's a lot to be said about this one. We do what we want would probably be the mantra when Mars comes together with Uranus. And so it's like many of us will have an attitude problem with this. And this is the time when, you know, Mars is coming together with Uranus, both at the very, very last and final degree of Aries. And so if you were born the very end of a cardinal sign, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, this is definitely applicable to you or any planet at the very last degree of the cardinal sign, then tomorrow's Mars conjunction to Uranus is very potent. It's like, you know, people want to be different. They're going to stop at nothing to prove it. Some people will say anything to anyone. The more shocking, the better. You know, now that Mercury's in Pisces, you know, there's no boundaries around communication. People might be feeling angry, impatient, restless, abrupt. It's a very wild energy when Mars comes together with Uranus. It's best directed, though, you know, through sport or any athletic pursuits or even the political arena. Now, that should be interesting. It's always fascinating to see, you know, the planetary energies of each week and how that plays out in the news and through politics. Could also be temper tantrums, outrageous, unexpected behaviour, people being unreliable. But be very careful. Silly risks with Mars conjunct Uranus this week. Silly risks can lead to sudden accidents. So just be aware of that. But the good, you know, I've really sort of rained on the parade of Mars here, but Mars is a great, it's a great energy. There were some good aspects, you know, there was a good, one good aspect amongst those hard, heavy hitting aspects. And that was January 25th, you know, Mars in Aries was forming a really great trine of Jupiter in Sagittarius. So the fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sag, didn't really feel much of, maybe so much of this hard hitting energy. Unless, of course, you had a lot of you've got a lot of cardinal planets. But Mars trine Jupiter, you know, a lot of, with that aspect, a lot of physical energy for sure. So on that note, we're going to take a short break. So stay tuned.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience in all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life. A sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What, did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean... I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. There's two headlines of the week. Mars moves into Taurus, February 14th through March 30th. And we have Mercury, communication planet Mercury, moves into Pisces, February 10th through April 16th. It turns retrograde in Pisces from March 5th through the 28th. So what can we expect with Mercury in Pisces? Well, I've been sort of bad-mouthing it a bit, but there's always pluses and minuses to everything. And Mercury, because it's a very logical planet, very logical thought processes, communication, and so on, whereas Pisces is a very sensitive, intuitive, emotional sign. So when you bring those two together, sometimes it can be a bit of a challenge. But it depends on how a transit affects your natal planet or your natal chart. And if you don't know your planets beyond your sun sign, get a free chart wheel from theastrologer.com/chartwheel to find out more. So what can we expect while Mercury's in Pisces? Well, it's all about intuition. So many of us will be will have a turbocharged, turbo-boosted intuition at this time, you know, for the next couple of months. So, yeah, our rational mind might be on hiatus, but we're definitely, our intuitive powers will be strong. So we'll be in touch with the big picture, the higher vision, the details of daily life might escape some of us. Miscommunications, misunderstandings are possible, and this is even before the Mercury retrograde. So we might lose focus. It becomes more difficult to tell the difference between dreams and reality. And this is just when Mercury is in Pisces. This is not even the retrograde. Although, yes, we are right now in the shadow of the retrograde. So when Mercury is in Pisces for the next couple of months, we might be making decisions based more on feelings than logic. You know, we're sensitive to other people's feelings and emotions, and our decisions could be motivated by compassion. And, you know, some of us might not even be able to explain how we came to certain conclusions. We just know. So words might elude us now, and we might long to express ourselves in non-verbal ways. And that's the key here. Communication doesn't always have to be verbal. There's lots of different ways to communicate. So when Mercury is in Pisces the next couple of months, our mind is flexible and adaptable, and we're wide open to other people's ideas. Although with Mars in Taurus, it sort of tempers it a bit because, you know, Mercury in Pisces, you know, might be too open to other people's ideas. And it might be hard for us to know what we're even thinking or to separate our own opinions from other people's. We're a lot more, the empath vibe is going on a whole lot more too when Mercury in Pisces as it is right now. So some other people might accuse us of being wishy-washy because, you know, there's a tendency to procrastination, especially with Mars in Taurus. Mercury in Pisces. Some other people might want to go into avoidance or escapism and so on. So organisation, in other words, organisation is going to be quite difficult and attention to detail could be a little bit frustrating. So it's better now to use this energy to sort of dream up your ideal vision for the future, think about the future and what you want. Nothing too grand. I mean, wait, what did I just say? Nothing too grand. I meant, what did I mean? I mean the opposite of that. See, I'm having a Mercury and Pisces moment. Be grand. The bigger, the bolder, the better is what I was really trying to say. So dream up your ideal vision for the future and be clear about, or not clear because that's not really a great word for Mercury and Pisces, but think about the big picture of what you want to create for your life. And a really great use of Mercury in Pisces is sort of channeling your, let's say, enhanced imagination into any sort of creative outlets, like music, painting, or poetry. Now, you know, it's an extra long cycle. Mercury is in Pisces. It's going to turn retrograde at the very last degree of the zodiac. It's 29 degrees Pisces. And so what can we expect? And that's all through March. And now we're in the shadow period of that. So it's all about redoing or reviewing things that have gone on before. It's very much about putting energy and thought into creative pursuits and endeavors. Some of us might be feeling a little bit gullible, especially with the retrograde in March. So it's not really a time to sort of get organized and clean up clutter. It's more about being really creative, performing arts, enhancing intuition, putting a daily spiritual practice in order, that type of thing. So the aspect that Mercury in Pisces will be making, so here, February 18th, Mercury comes together with Neptune, which is a really great aspect for intuition. It's like turbocharged, turbo boosted psychic abilities, our imagination stimulated. It's a really great, it's sort of like there's no boundaries, so it's like we're sort of reading each other's minds. It's a very good energy for any sort of creative endeavors or pursuit. And then February 19th, we've got Mercury sextile Saturn. It's very similar to the Mars that I talked about before. Mars is sextile in Saturn. This time it's February 19th, Mercury, planet of the mind, forming a really nice sextile to Saturn, which is sort of focus and attention to detail. So on one hand, we've got sort of like creative pursuits coming together with discipline and detail. So it's like our mental processes and problem-solving abilities will be really functioning at that time. So if we take a methodical approach and utilize the pragmatic and the practical qualities of Mercury sextile Saturn, this is really good. And it's not about giving up if the going does get tough, because we're going to have a lot more patience. And we're going to be guided from a higher realm with this Mercury in Pisces. It's like many of us will be channeling information. And then, of course, February 22nd, we've got Mercury forming a square to Jupiter. Not so great. Our minds are still stimulated at this time when we get towards the end of February, but I would say overstimulated. Big ideas, unrealistic plans. We're optimistic. But it's sort of like we're not being very practical. We're going to come out of a practical, we know the direction we're headed into, sort of like back into not being realistic. So it's important to pay attention to this time as well. Watch out sort of fraud and miscommunication as we get closer to that Mercury retrograde. And then February 23rd, a really nice aspect, Mercury sextile Pluto. This is a great, influence the mind again. Yes, Mercury is in Pisces, but Pluto is in Capricorn. So it's sort of like, again, creative endeavors coming together with logical thought processes. Very observant, picking up on things subconsciously. We don't even need to sort of know consciously what's going on around us. We just sort of know it in the back of our mind. This is a time where, nothing will escape our attention, even unspoken messages through body language or glances or innuendo, that sort of thing. So we're very persuasive at this time. So if you're looking to make a presentation around February, let me look at my calendar here. I've forgotten the date already. Here's another Mercury in Pisces moment. Just an example, February 23rd, here it is, a great time for presentations or sort of appealing to others or persuading others in some way. And then, of course, March 5th, Mercury will turn retrograde in Pisces. And on each show, I'll be talking more and more about that. And then, of course, as I mentioned before, the Sun comes together with Mercury on March 14th. It's great for sort of redoing something, but it's great for anything to do with the mind. And then again, March 15th, We've got the Mercury retrograde squaring Jupiter, which is be careful with exaggeration. And then again, the Mercury sextile, Mercury retrograde sextile Pluto. So what we have is like these aspects that Mercury are making, and then when it turns retrograde, we get the aspect again, but this time in a retrograde motion. So it's sort of like anything that we're doing before the retrograde, we'll have to redo again after with the same aspects. And so it continues through March, you know, Mercury retrograde sextile Saturn and so on. Mercury retrograde conjunct Neptune, that's March 24th. And then finally, March 28th, Mercury turns direct. And then again, the third hit of the Mercury conjuncting Neptune will be April 2nd. April 7th, Mercury sextile Saturn. And so we've got these continuations and the cycles going on. And then, of course, April 10th, you know, Mercury retrograde sextile Pluto. So again, it's like the final of the third aspect Mercury sextile Pluto will make, and then Mercury Mercury squared Jupiter again on April 11th, and then April 16th Mercury's in Aries, and then we're sort of done with the not sort of then we are done in 2019 the Mercury in Pisces. So the other aspects this week that I haven't talked about, I did talk about Mars conjunct Uranus. That's happening tomorrow. That's the biggest one of the week. I mean, we've got Mars in Taurus, Mercury in Pisces, and then Mars conjunct Uranus. That's a really big deal because both are about to change sign. So they're doing their final, you know, hoo-ha before they move into the next sign. So Mars comes together with Uranus. Mars will be moving into Taurus on Thursday, and Uranus will be moving into Taurus on March 6th. So just be aware of anything that is unexpected. So now for your weekly horoscope. And if you are an Aries, you may struggle to control your anger and emotions, especially if you feel under attack this week. So try to channel your energy into constructive solutions rather than becoming part of the problem. You don't need to take revenge. You need to move forward. If you're a Taurus, severe inner doubt could make this a difficult and emotional week, and you may feel as though the whole world is against you, but hang on in there. Once Mars arrives in your sign on Thursday, your fighting spirit will return. You may be down, but you're not defeated. Gemini, social relationships are exceptionally argumentative this week, and you may find that friendships go through some upheaval. So retreat to the pleasure of your own company and spend some time alone. Step off the merry-go-round for a rest. Cancer, there could be drama at work, especially if someone issues an ultimatum. So before you overreact, try to remember that you're part of a team. A team response will be much more powerful than your individual anger. So talk to your colleagues. Leo, Leos like to win, and you are no exception. So this week, you spot an opportunity to get ahead, and you'll jump on it with enthusiasm. But be careful that you're not exploiting someone else's bad luck along the way. Virgo, you are your own harshest critic this week, and your self-talk can be very destructive. So seek a fresh intellectual challenge, maybe a new course of some kind, and focus your energy on expanding your mind instead of reprimanding yourself. Libra, drama in your love life may feel alarming, but rest assured that it's part of your growth. If you are in love, be open, honest, and passionate with your partner. You can get through this together, but don't expect it to be a totally easy ride. Scorpio, your health may come under scrutiny now with some unexpected news serving as a wake-up call. But the good news is that your partner will be a huge help in creating new and healthy habits. So embrace this energy as the start of something new and good. Sagittarius, a financial shock may be on the way, especially if you haven't been especially careful with money recently, but don't panic because Mars encourages you to double down and work extra hard with focus and determination so you can fix it. Capricorn, do more, much more of what makes you happy. Family conflicts may escalate this week, but that's families for you. So don't overthink it. Spend time enjoying your hobbies or indulging your creativity, and leave your everyday concerns behind. Aquarius, this is a good time to forge ahead with any domestic plan, such as a renovation project or a house move. But don't be surprised, however, if family tempers start to rise. Everyone's patience is tested. A fun day out will do much to foster togetherness. And finally, Pisces. Financially, the news this week may not be so great. However, it is up to you what you make of this. You've taken it somewhat easy recently and you're not reaching your true potential. So fix that and you'll soon find that the financial rewards will follow. So that's the weekly horoscope. And just to recap the week, we have warrior planet Mars moving into gentle Taurus, where it will be until March 30th. And so this will be a welcome reprieve after a hectic six weeks while Mars was in Aries, where it first moved in December 31st, all the way through this Thursday, February 14th. So Mars is usually very happy with Aries, but this time not so much as it was forming so many challenging angles to the outer planet that we are soon going to be through that. Anyway, that's it for me. Thanks for joining me. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. Wishing you a great week ahead and be sure to tune in next week.